Fans are looking forward to a big weekend of qualifying matches for the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations tournament in Morocco. Our African football guru, David Legg, takes a look at the three qualifiers to be played on Friday.
Yes, Sonny, it all begins on Friday. There are three matches and then another 11 on Saturday, followed by another 14 the following Wednesday. But if we look at the Friday matches, the first one, Sonny, the one that kicks it all off, is in Omdurman in Sudan. And it's interesting because it's a first meeting ever between Sudan and South Africa. Now, they could have met way back in 1957 when the Cup of Nations began. There were no qualifying matches then. There was just a final tournament. And South Africa basically said to the then embryonic CAF, we will field an all-white team or an all-black team. We won't field a mixed team. And, of course, CAF rightly said, no way, field a multiracial team or you're out. And South Africa were disqualified. And sad to relate, Sonny, they didn't play in the Cup of Nations until the 1994 qualifiers. So it was a long spell in the wilderness for the South Africans. So they meet for the first time on Friday. The heat is obviously going to be a factor. It's very hot in Omdurman, which is on the other side of the River Nile from the capital, Khartoum. And the South Africans have picked what can only be called an experimental side. They've brought in several young players, players, Sonny, that many of the journalists didn't even recognize the names of when the squad was announced. Emphasis very much on youth. The feeling is that most of the older players have failed Bafana Bafana, and it really now is time for change. And the Football Association have been at great lengths to say that there's no pressure on the new coach, Ephraim Shakes, as he's popularly known, Mashaba, to achieve instant results. But I've heard that one a few times before, Sonny. A couple of defeats and we all know what's going to what's going to happen. But it's a hard one to call because it's an experimental South African team. So I'm going to do something very unusual, Sonny. Voice of America! I'm going to sit on that Voice of America fence, which I know you forbid me from doing normally. If the match was in South Africa, I would say South Africa will win, but it's difficult. And the Sudanese have not been doing well of late. So we could certainly classify that as an interesting match to see how it turns out. There's also, Sonny, on Friday, a real cracker. That's in Dakar in Senegal, between Senegal and Egypt. And that's in the group of death because it also includes Tunisia. And then you have the so-called minnows, Botswana, with the greatest of respect to our neighbors down here in the south of the continent. It's Senegal, Egypt, and Tunisia who are expected to fight it out for two places in the finals in Morocco in 2015. Now, Egypt have had a topsy-turvy time of late in the Cup of Nations. They won the title in 2006, retained it in 2008, retained it again in 2010. Fantastic achievement. That was a record third consecutive title. But then they imploded. They didn't qualify for 2012 or 2013, so they have a lot to prove. Their American coach, Bob Bradley, he's moved on after they failed to qualify for the 2014 World Cup. And in his place comes Shawki Gharib. Now, he was the assistant to Bob Bradley. He says he's learned a lot. It's interesting, Sonny, in fact, almost amusing. He said he was putting the emphasis on youth. And what's the first thing he did? He recalls 41-year-old goalkeeper Essam Al-Hadari. Al-Hadari probably still is among the best goalkeepers in Africa. He's been part and parcel of the Faroes squad for a long time now. Senegalese, Sonny, very impressive when they played Ivory Coast in a World Cup playoff. They've got a French coach, Alain Gires. He seems to always produce good footballing teams, teams that pass the ball well. And the very good news for all our listeners on the Sunny Side of Sport is that the Super Sport channel are going to show this match live. It's at 2000 hours GMT. I'm going to go for Senegal, Sunny, purely because they've got home advantage. And also, let's hope the Senegalese supporters behave themselves because they've just come back from a one-year ban. They got upset when their team were losing 2-0 to the Ivory Coast in the Cup of Nations qualifier, and all hell broke loose, and the match had to be abandoned. So let's hope for a very sporting crowd in Dakar. And then the third fixture on Friday, it's in Casablanca in Morocco, and it's between Guinea and Togo. And this is a really interesting West African derby, very little to choose between the teams. The highlight here, I think, will be the likely presence of Emmanuel Adebayor. I say likely because one minute he's playing in matches, the next minute he's not, the next minute he's changed his mind again. So let's hope he does play. He's been doing well of late at Tottenham Hotspur, and he could be actually the difference between the two sides. So, Sonny, there, the three Friday games, Sudan against South Africa, Togo and Guinea, and the big one, in my opinion, Senegal against Egypt.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa. As David Legg mentioned, there are 11 more qualifying matches on Saturday for the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations football tournament in Morocco. In one of the games, the Black Stars of Ghana will host the Cranes of Uganda. Our friend in Accra, Kwabena Quicksilver Ofori, has this preview for us.
The Black Stars of Ghana will Saturday host their Uganda counterparts, the Cranes, in an African Cup of Nations qualifier at the Kumasi Babayara Stadium. Coach Kwasi Appiah last week announced his squad for the match and started training at the Accra Sports Stadium without three senior players.
Hi, I'm Makelesian Mefeda, Ghana.
Makelesian, Kevin Prince-Boateng and Suleiman Tari are on suspension. The team will pack up on Thursday and travel to Kumasi for a couple of days training prior to the game. As arranged by the Confederation of African Football, CAF, Togo will host Ghana in next Group E game at the Lomé Sports Stadium on Wednesday, September 10. Meanwhile, Ghanaian football enthusiasts are rallying behind their team with a massive support in the doubleheader in Kumasi and Lomé to see the Black Stars qualify for the 30th edition of the Nations Cup to be held from January 17 through February 8 next year. Ghana, for the past 32 years, has not won the African Cup of Nations, and it is the wish of all Ghanaians to make history if the Black Stars lift the trophy in Morocco 2015. For the Sunny Side of Sports, Kwabena Ofori reporting from Accra.
Joining us now with more sports news is our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma. And Mark begins with a world and Olympic champion swimmer from South Africa who won a record 7 medals at the recent Commonwealth Games.
South African Chad Leclos stole the limelight on day 2 at the FINA Mastbank Swimming World Cup in Dubai, United Arab Emirates on Tuesday. Leclos clocked 48.59 seconds to win the men's 100-meter butterfly. He went on to snatch another gold medal in the men's 200-meters individual medley in a time of 1 minute and 51.56 seconds. Meanwhile, Tunisian Ahmed Mathluthi clocked 14 minutes and 55.97 seconds to clinch a bronze medal in the men's 1,500 meters freestyle. In volleyball, Venezuela beat Cameroon by 3-1 at the World Men's Volleyball Championships in Warsaw, Poland on Tuesday. Today, Wednesday, Africans continue their quest for their first victory at these championships when Tunisia face Brazil in Katowice and Egypt challenge Russia in Gdansk. Turning to hockey, the World Hockey League One Africa leg, which was due to start today, Wednesday, in Nairobi, Kenya, has been pushed back to Friday, according to the schedule released by the International Hockey Federation on Tuesday. On Friday, Ghana play Tanzania in the women's contest before Egypt play Ghana and Kenya face Tanzania in the men's contest. On Saturday, Kenya play Ghana in the women's tie, then Egypt face Tanzania and Kenya play Ghana in the men's encounter. On Sunday, Tanzania face Kenya in a women's match before the men's fixtures featuring Ghana against Tanzania Tanzania, then Egypt tackling Kenya. Turning to football, coach Mariano Barreto is confident his Ethiopian national team's three-week tour of Brazil will enhance their chances of qualifying for the 2015 Orange Africa Cup of Nations in Morocco. This is the first time the Ethiopian Walia Antelopes toured South America. Ethiopia hosts Algeria in Addis Ababa this coming weekend before traveling to Blantyre to face Malawi next week in their Nations Cup qualifiers. Finally, in golf, East Africa's finest golfers from Burundi, Ethiopia, Kenya, Rwanda, Tanzania, and hosts Uganda are in Kampala for the start of the Uganda Open Golf Championships today, Wednesday.
The Voice of America, VOA.
The FIBA Basketball World Cup is in its fifth day of competition in Spain. Going into Wednesday's games, there are four unbeaten teams in the tournament: Greece, Slovenia, host Spain, and the defending world and Olympic champion, United States. All four teams have won their first three games. The Greeks are going for their fourth consecutive victory later Wednesday evening when they play Croatia. And Slovenia is playing Angola this evening. The Angolans have one win and two losses. The top African player in the tournament so far has been Senegalese center Gorgui Dieng, who is averaging 21 points and almost 12 rebounds a game. Gorgui and the surprising Senegalese are back on the court Wednesday evening against Argentina in Seville, Spain. Both teams have two wins and one loss in group play. After the FIBA Basketball World Cup, Gorgui Dieng will get ready for his second season with the NBA's Minnesota Timberwolves Club. The gold medal game in Spain will be played September.